We're holding on Tes Vav Amud Beis by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, continuing on the topic of what, so we mentioned previously, Lashonis that are not a valid, that are or aren't a valid measure. The first parak we focus on ones that are. The beginning of our parak we talk about some that are not. And we've been talking about that. So now we're going to be talking this Mishnah and the next couple of Mishnayos are going to be talking about the some of the distinctions between Nedarim and Shavuos, which we've already touched on some of them before. So the Mishnah says, now in the previous Mishnah we said that if a person were to say Koinam Shani Yoshin, then we said Hareza Bolo Yachol Dvar. And we said there are two possibilities. Either what it means is that really he said Koinam Eini Vashena, he said a Koinam that my eye will not see, which works because his eye is a tangible object, so a neder can be chal on it. Or we said, Ravina had said, that even if he says koinam shani yoshin, which is not a valid neder daraisa, because sleep is not something that a neder can be chal on, but midrabanan it would still be chal.
A certain amount of time, right?
Well, right. So we said if he makes an open-ended neder, then forget about it, then there's no such thing, because it's impossible. But if he says, let's say, for one day or whatever. So the Mishnah says,
can we make a statement that one is more harder than the other one?
What, a neder or a shvur? So it depends. I mean, both of them, if a person is over on them, then he's over on Isu and the Torah, and he gets Malchus. There are differences. In the case of a shvur, yes. If a person makes a shvur, and then if a person makes a shvuas bitu, it's called, and we're going to see later, we're going to talk about in the Gemara, you have different kinds. There can be a shvur about something that he will do and that he did differently. There can be something that he did do and he already had done differently, whatever. Anyway, then yes, he brings a korban. A neder you don't. So yeah, there is that distinction. But there's the various other distinctions between the Nedarim and Shavuos. But no, in terms of the severity of the issue. So one thing is, we did say yesterday, according to the Ran, there's no issue of a neder shav, per se. There was an issue of a Shavuos shav. But there's no issue to make a neder that can never be fulfilled. For example, a neder koinam eini b'shena forever. He won't be able to do it, but he won't be able to accomplish it, because within a couple of days he's going to have to sleep. But there's no issur according to the Ran in making such a neder in the first place, whereas a shavua there would be. Okay, so now the Mishnah says, on the other hand, now if a person says shavua she'eni yoshin, if a person says a shavua that I won't sleep, and a shavua is on the person, it's not on the object, so therefore it doesn't matter the fact that sleep is not something tangible. She'eni medaber, or he says a shavua that I won't talk. She'eni mahalach, or that I won't walk. Also, so he's also to do any of those things. And as we said yesterday, if it were to be the kind of shavua where in the end he is, if it's the kind of shavua where we know it's going to be impossible for him to fulfill it, for example, if he says a shavua that I won't sleep for three or more days, then we give him malchus right away because we know it's a shavua shav. The Mishnah continues, korban lo oichalach. Now, in the previous paragraph, we talked about various, we know that the neder, we said, is matfis, that you matfis, you associate, one form of neder is you associate the thing you want to make osir with a korban. So now, there are certain lashonis where it won't work, even though he's using the word korban, but here we're going to say lashonis that don't work, for reasons that we're going to explain in the Gemara. So if he says korban lo oichalach, if he says a korban I won't eat of yours, So the Ran explains that there's two possible ways of understanding what he's saying, and neither of them amount to a neder. One is to say, we would say it's a shvua. He's saying, I swear by the korban that I won't eat with you. Well, you can't swear by a korban. You can swear in Hashem's name, but you can't swear by the life of a korban or by the korban itself. And the other way would be that he's saying that the other way he would be saying korban lo oichalach, what I won't eat of yours should be considered a korban. Well, the flip side would be what I will eat of yours won't be considered a korban, so not a neder either. So therefore, there's no issue over there. Similarly, if he says ha,
I'm not saying that I'm not going to eat the korban, right?
Right. So at most maybe korban lo oichalach. At most maybe it could mean that he's saying I won't eat a korban. Yours. If you bring a korban, I won't join in with you in eating it. But you can't say that he's making a general neder to not have hanah, to not eat from the other guy's food at all.
He's saying it to another person
we're talking about. He's saying that, yeah. Similarly, if he says, ha korban sha'oichalach, similarly, if he says, literally, ha korban means here is the korban or this korban. So again, we learned in the previous parak that we take the word ha and we consider it to be pretty much the equivalent of saying chai korban, of saying chai korban, by the life of the korban. And again, that's not a valid shavua or a valid neder. Here also, you have, just like in the previous pedic, when you talk about the word la korban, and we had different gersois over there, whether it was law la korban, or whether it was la korban, and we said we break it up into the two words la korban. Similarly over here, when you have the word ha korban, you also have different gersois among the mafoshim over here, whether in fact he actually said it as one word, ha korban, or whether or not. So actually, the Ran says that no, if he were to say ha korban, then yes, he would be also, because ha korban, then we would say, well, the Gemara is going to explain that all Mishnah is like Reb Meir. Reb Meir, we said, we have a case, we're going to mention it again in the Gemara, where we break up his sentence into two statements. We say, HaKorban, this food is like the Korban, therefore, Lo Eichaloch, therefore I won't eat it. But if he says, HaKorban, then we can say, he doesn't mean that, because then he would have said HaKorban. So then, rather, we understand him to be saying, that he's saying, I swear by the life of the Korban that I won't eat of yours, and that doesn't work. Similarly,
work, right?
So if he said hakorban, if he said hakorban sha'ichaloch, then yes, the mayor would say such a thing is also. But ha, because so the Ran explains, if he says ha korban, then not.
What?
He would be also to eat from the other person's food. He'd be saying hakorban, this food is like a korban, and because of that, so either one, if he says hakorban sha'uchaloch, it would mean whatever I would have eaten of yours should be considered like a korban, and therefore it would be also. And if he says hakorban loyuchaloch, then it would mean we'd split up the sentence. We'd say hakorban, this is like the korban, therefore loyuchaloch. But when he says ha korban, then we can't explain it that way. Then rather we understand it to mean that in effect he's trying to swear by the life of the korban, hey korban, and then keep in mind the hey and a ches are very similar, and therefore that doesn't work. Similarly, if he says loy korban loy oichaloch, if he says not korban, I will not eat of yours. So then, so what is he saying? We said before, Reb Meir, we learned it before, that Reb Meir does not hold of mikval lab after shemeyahein. So yes, we could deduce from it that it means what I would have eaten of yours is like a korban, but we said Reb Meir doesn't hold of that concept. Therefore, it's fine. So then mutter, so all those cases are mutter. So the Gemara says, mani masnis in Reb Meir. Now, who is on Mishnah like? Evidently, it has to be like Reb Meir. The E Rabbi Yehuda, because if it was like Rabbi Yehuda, whereas we said before, if you have somebody arguing with Reb Meir most of the time, it's going to be Rabbi Yehuda. And we did find in the previous parak that Rabbi Yehuda argued on some of the lashonis we said over there. We said, for example, if a person says Yerushalayim, I won't eat the food, then Reb Meir says it's a valid neder. He means to compare it to the korbanos that are brought in Yerushalayim or the walls of Yerushalayim or whatever, whereas Rabbi Yehuda held that not. Only if he said, we said according to one opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, if he says ki Yerushalayim, it would work, but just saying Yerushalayim does not. By the same token, we said Rabbi Yehuda would make a distinction between, for example, whether you say ki korban or just korban. So to eat Rabbi Yehuda, lo shoni le korban, lo shoni le hakorban. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there wouldn't be a difference between korban and hakorban or anything. All of them would be mutter. Well, if we say that our Mishnah goes like a mayor, ema sefa la korban la oichaloch mutter, we're saying if he says la korban, and again it's locked, again it can be la korban with a patach versus lit korban with a shva, as we talked about in the previous parak. So lit korban would mean this shall be for a korban, therefore lo yichaloch. That's what Rabbi Abba is going to explain to us. As opposed to if he says la korban with a patach, then we break down the word la korban to make the word la korban, not a korban. And so what are you saying? What I wouldn't eat of yours should be not like a korban. That would imply, in other words, and what I would eat of yours would be like a korban, but Rabbi Meir doesn't hold him. Mitzvah la bat shemayahein. So Ema Sefer, La Korban La Oichaloch Mutter. So we're saying that if he says La Korban La Oichaloch, then he's Mutter, there's no Neder. But now, and didn't we learn in the previous Perek, the Mishnah, La Korban La Oichaloch, Reb Meir Oiser. And the Omer of Abba, Nasa Ka'ima La Korban Yehei, because we break down the sentence, it amounts to saying, this shall be for a Korban, La Fichach La Oichaloch, therefore I won't eat it of yours. So if our Mishnah is like Reb Meir, and the previous Mishnah in the first Perek is also like Reb Meir, then what does Reb Meir hold about a Loshim using the Lamed and the word Korban? And the answer is...
One place says one thing, one place
says... Well, yeah, exactly. In one place it says one thing, and the other place says the other thing. So of the Omer of Abba, And Rav Abba explains, and Rav Abba explains that, yeah, so what is it? So do we break down the sentence and have a sentence that says, this should be for a korban, and because of that, I won't eat it from you? Or are we saying not a korban, I won't eat from you, and then there's no problem. So the answer is like Kasha, Hodja Omal Lakurban, Deloy Have a Kurban Kamer. If he says, so again, here you have different girsas. The Ram's girsa is that we're not saying that we don't have the word la lakurban like we have printed over here in the Gemara, but rather la kurban. In other words, that we're making the same distinction as we made previously between li kurban with a shva versus la kurban with a patla. Li kurban with a shva, there's no way that you can, le korban cannot possibly mean not a korban, because the word for not is lo in Aramaic, or lo in Hebrew. So therefore, le korban necessarily has to mean, this is for a korban. And therefore, when he continues, lo yoichalach, we have to say, like Rav Abba says, that it means that we say, le korban, this shall be for a korban, this food. Because of that, lo yoichalach. On the other hand, if he says, la korban, Then we assume that la korban is the equivalent of saying la korban, not a korban, and therefore then there's no neder. According to the girsa that we have in front of us in the Gemara, it wouldn't be a difference of the nekudas. It would be a difference whether he said the word la korban or whether he said la korban. The la korban would clearly mean not for a korban. You know, we need to break up the word. So we've discussed before this whole matter of patach versus shva, or that in these various mishnayos that talk about these things, do we have the girsa that we actually have the word law as a separate word, where there it's clear that he means no. So in this case, if we have, as we have it over here in front of us, law korban, law yoichalach, then it would mean, law korban would clearly mean not a korban. Lo yoichalach means I will not eat it of yours. So regardless, if we break up the sentence, then it means this is not a korban, and I won't eat it of yours. Okay, but there's no neder, because he said it's not a korban. And if we say that it means not a korban, I won't eat of yours, implying, and what I would eat of yours is a korban, according to the mayor, we don't hold mitzvah la'avat shemehein, therefore there's no neder. Now, on the other hand, the Mishnah continues, shvua lo yoichalach. Now, if you were to say a shvua that I won't eat of yours, or ha shvua sha'oichalach, or if you were to say ha shvua sha'oichalach, and there we can't, now, unlike with the korban, when he says ha, or maybe the word is not really ha, maybe the word is hey, like in hey lach ma'anwa, which is much more similar to hey. Whatever. Anyway, the point is that the word hey in Tanakh does mean here or this. Hey lachmani means the same thing. This is the bread of affliction. But again, so if he says hey shvua, let's say this shvua. So before we said if he says hey korban, then we understand it to mean hey korban. That means by the life of the korban, and that's not a valid shvua. On the other hand, when it comes to if he says hey shvua, the Rosh points out everybody knows a shvua is not an object that has a life to it. Therefore, nobody's going to say it having in mind chay shvua. Necessarily, he means to make an actual shvua. So therefore, that would be a valid shvua. Or he says lo shvua lo yochalach, or not a shvua, I will not eat of yours. Also, in all those cases, he is also because. So when he says shvua lo yochalach, it means a shvua that exactly what it sounds like, a shvua that I won't eat of your food. Hey shvua or ha shvua sha'oichalach also has to mean here is a shvua or behold a shvua that I won't eat of yours. You can't say that it means hey shvua again because so the Rosh points out and the Ran points out there's no such thing. Nobody says hey shvua because a shvua doesn't have a life to it. As far as la shvua lo'oichalach or la shvua lo'oichalach, so the Ran explains we learned before that Rav Meir does hold of the concept of the kfal labat shemehein when it comes to things of mominus. Or rather, when he doesn't say that is in matters of mominus. In matters of Isser, he does hold of the kfal labat shemehein. Well, when it came to Nedarim, you said there's a mammon component to it, because you're saying this object is also to me, and therefore that means that now you can't have hanah from it, which is equivalent to mammon. On the other hand, a shvua, there's no such thing. You say such and such is off limits to me with a shvua. There's no mammon component involved. Of course, you can't use it, but remember, the issur is not on the object. The issur is on you to use that object. Therefore, there's no mammon component. Therefore, even Reb Meir is going to agree, mikwa lava atashamei hein, And therefore, when he says, lo shvua, lo yochaloch, not a shvua, I will not eat of yours, then we flip it around and we say, what that means is therefore he's saying, a shvua on anything that I would eat of yours, and therefore it's halal. So then osur. So in all those cases, osur. So that's one example of, so that's the next Mishnah is going to tell us that there is an example where shvua is more stringent than a neder. Here you have a loshen, that the equivalent loshen by a neder wouldn't count, but that loshen by a shvua does count. So the Gemara says, "Miklal dehar shvur la'oichalach, deloy achil namashna." Now let's consider the second case of the Mishnah. He says, "Har shvur or hey shvur sha'oichalach, that I would eat of yours." Now, what are we saying? Is he making the shvur that he will eat of the guy's food, or that he won't eat of the guy's food? So it sounds like we're saying that's a shvur that he won't eat it. It sounds, in other words, even though he didn't say the word, he said hoshvur or heshvur sha'oichaloch. But we're understanding what it means is that what I would have eaten of yours is banned by a shvur. In other words, that I will not eat of yours. The problem with that is the Gemara says a raminu. I have a contradiction to that from a Mishnah in Shavuos. The Mishnah says over there shavuos shtaim shehein arba. When it comes to shavuos, You have two kinds that the Torah implies, and two more that the Chachamim explain by darshaning the psukim. The same way as we say, for example, Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba, and you have a number of other things that are Shtayim Shein Arba. You have two primary ones, and then you have two other ones that are derived from those. So it is also with Shavuos. So what are the two and what are the four? Sha'oichal v'shalo oichal. The two that it clearly says in the Torah are. If he says, he makes a shvur that I will eat or that I won't eat. The Torah says that a person might make a shvur, lahora or lahetir, to do bad or to do good. So to do bad would be to deprive himself of something, to say, I won't eat this food, a shvur that I won't eat this food. Lahetir would be a shvur that he will, the shvur to do good for himself, I will eat this food. So those are the two that the Torah is clearly stating. Then the Chachamim explain, and we don't mean the Chachamim explain that these are Darabanan, these are Daraisa. We deduce them from Darshan, the Psukim over there, so they're Daraisa. You have two other ones, which are L'sha'ovar, Sha'chalti v'shalayachalti. You could have a person makes a Shavua that I did eat, and in fact he hadn't, or that I didn't eat, and in fact he did. So in all those cases, in all those four cases, if the Shavua turns out to be false, then yes, he's going to bring a Korban. So the person says, for example, I will eat this food today, and he doesn't, then he's over on a shvur. He has to bring a korban. If he says, I won't eat this food, and he does, same thing. If he says, a shvur that I did eat today, and it turns out that he didn't eat today, also he's chayav for a shvur spitu. And if he says, a shvur that I didn't eat today, and it turns out that he did, same thing.
Basically, he's like lying.
Right. So in the third and fourth cases, we're saying that he's lying in the sense, well, right. Right. And it has to be that he's lying. The Gemara explains over there. It can't be that he forgot that he ate or didn't eat, for example. Yeah. So yeah. So it means, in other words, when he made the shvur, then yeah, he knew that it wasn't, he knew it was not true. So now when he does shvur, then he brings a korban for it.
But bitri means what? Yeah?
Bitri means speaking.
Oh.
And so shvur's bitri means a shvur that's as a result of his speech. So you have those four. So now let's consider the wording of the cases are that he can say that I will eat or shaloi oichal or that I won't eat shalchalti v'shaloi achalti, or he says I ate or I didn't eat. So mikval v'shaloichalach da achil mamashma. So you see from that list when he says shaloichal does not mean that I won't eat. It means that I will eat. Because that's what we're saying. If he says sha'oichal, that I will eat, and then in the end he doesn't eat, then he's over on a shvur. So sha'oichal means that I will eat. How are we saying in our Mishnah over here that if he says ha shvur sha'oichaloch, then it's a shvur that he won't eat? What does sha'oichal mean? Does it mean that he will eat or that he won't eat? So the answer is Amar Abaya sha'oichal shtei l'shoydes mashma. The fact is, the word sha'oichal can actually have two different meanings depending on the context. Because let's consider what happened. What happened before he made the shvur? He didn't just make the shvur out of the blue, we assume. So it has to be that there was a story behind it. So, suppose that people were pleading with him to come eat with them. Each time he says, I will eat. The two shvur d'oichal, and then in the end, when they keep on pestering him, he says, a shvur sha'oichal, d'achil mamashma, then it clearly means that he's saying that I will eat. So in other words, now he's saying, enough, you guys, enough bugging me. I swear that I'll eat. So then she'ochal will mean that he will for the future, right? Both of them mean for the future. Here in Arma Sechta, we're talking about the ones for the future. In Shavuos, the Gemara talks over there about the Gemara deals over there with the ones in the past. But right now, we're not dealing with the two in the past. We're just dealing with the ones Sheoichal and Shaloi Oichal, and we're trying to figure out when a person says Sheoichal, what does he mean? So Abaye says, if beforehand he's already agreed several times to eat, and now he's making a Shavuos, then it means he's making a Shavuos just to buttress what he said before. He said, I said I'm going to eat. Fine, I swear that I'm going to eat. So, in fact, the Rosh says we don't even really need it. We don't even really need that one. Normally, we would say Sha'oichal means that I will eat. So it could even be that he made the Shavua out of the blue. If you were to say all of a sudden he says a Shavua that I will eat, a Shavua Sha'oichal, then yeah, it means a Shavua that I will eat. But the key thing is the other way. But then on the other hand, Shavua Sha'oichal, the Achil Namashma. So, the two shvur de oichal. He says, I'll eat. And then in the end, he says, a shvur that I will eat. The achilna mashma, then it means that I will eat. Aval on the loy achilna, loy achilna. But if he keeps on saying, I won't eat. The two on the shvur sha'oichal. And then he says, a shvur sha'oichal, de loy achilna kamar. Then it has to mean that he's saying that I won't eat.
To back up his words,
right. So in other words, So actually, the Ran explains, for some reason, the Rans of this Gemara are printed on Omid Beis, that the Gemara in Shavuos actually seems to say that, so the Rosh had said over here that you don't really need the first case at all. In the first case, when he says Sha'oichal, by default, we assume that it means that I will eat. Only if we have the second case where people are pleading with him and he's already said several times that I won't eat, then we would say that sha'oichal means that I won't. In other words, then it's almost more like a rhetorical question. He said each time. So actually, You have a couple of different explanations and a couple of different girsahs over here. The Rosh brings first a girsah that. In the second case, also he says, achilna, achilna, but he's saying it more as a rhetorical question. Achilna, you want me to eat with you? Achilna, you want me to eat with you? So finally, he says, shvur sha'oichal, and it's clear that he means that I'm sticking to what I'm saying. You're asking me to eat with you. I'm saying you expect me to eat with you. A shvur sha'oichal, and obviously we understand that it means that I won't eat. Then the other gusa he says is the way we have it in front of us in the Gemara that he clearly says loy achilna, that he clearly said the first few times I won't eat, and finally now when he says shvur sha'oichal means that I'm not going to eat. So in other words, then we say the sha'oichal is almost like itself a rhetorical question. Shvur sha'oichal, a shvur you expecting me to eat? I'm not eating. So now, again, the Rosh had explained that the first case we didn't really need. By default, we would assume that Sha'oichal means that I will eat. Only when you have this case where he's been saying Achilna, as a rhetorical question, or Loy Achilna, according to the other Gusa, then we would say that Sha'oichal means I won't eat. The Ran rather explains that if you look in the Gemara in Shavuos, he says, you'll see that Abaye over there, in fact, here, what do we have in the Gemara? Here, Abaye is mentioning both possibilities. That to say Sha'oichal, you'd also need evidence in advance. You'd also need that beforehand he was saying, I will eat, and then he makes a Shavua that I will eat. Now, in the Gemara in Shavuos, it doesn't mention that. Therefore, the Ran says, this is one of those, it's called Sugyas HaMischalfas, the Ran calls them. Sometimes we have Sugyas in the Gemara where they change from one to the other. In one place, the Gemara makes one assumption in a Sugya, and in a different place, it makes a different assumption, and the two of them contradict each other. And he says the one in Shavuos is preferable, as we talked about at the beginning of the Masech, the Loshen Nedarim Meshuna. Many times the Nedarim has odd expressions in it, and it seems it didn't go through the same full editorial process as the other Masechtas. And therefore, when we have a sugya which is one way in Nedarim and a different way in Shavuos, and especially there with the topic of Shavuos, here we're just bringing it in to the Masechta incidentally, then the Ram says that's more of a reason to go according to the sugya over there. So it would come out then, similar to what the Rosh is saying, that you don't really need, in order to understand Sha'oichal, as that I will eat. You don't really need any prior evidence of it. Just out of the blue, he says, Shavua Sha'oichal, will automatically assume that it means that I will eat. Only to say that it means Shavua Sha'oichal, we need the prior evidence. We need that beforehand he was refusing to eat, and now he says Shavua Sha'oichal. According to both the Rosh and the Ran, coming at some different angles, but ending up with the same thing, our Gemara didn't really need to mention it. According to the Rosh, even our Gemara didn't even need to mention it at all. It just happened to. And according to the Ran, it did. It did mean to mention it, but nevertheless, we would follow the Gemara in Shavuos and say it's not necessary in the first case. So that's how Abaye explains it. So it all depends on the context, whether Shavuos Sha'oichal means that I will eat or that I won't. Rav Ashi gives a different explanation. She'oichal d'shvua, she'i oichal ka'amar. When he says a shvua, she'oichal, automatically we assume, in our Mishnah, when he says shvua she'oichal, what we really mean is shvua she'loi. What we really mean is shvua she'i oichal. He means a shvua that I will not. You can say shaloi oichal. You can also say she'i oichal is another way of saying that I won't. So the Gemara says imken pshita ma'ila memra. Well, then it's obvious if he says shavua shaloi she'i oichal, then it's a shavua. The answer is ma'ila memra. What's the chiddush? The answer is ma'ila tema mekam lishmehi. You could say that it's just he tripped over his tongue. The if mekam l'shonehi de'itkilei. He literally mekam miakam. The Ran says means like he stretched out the aleph too much, and it sounds like he's saying she'i oichal de'itkilei, but like he tripped over his tongue. So therefore, in other words, you could argue that you could say, in other words, maybe he didn't mean to say she'i oichal, because people, when they want to say I won't eat, normally would say shaloi. She'i oichal is an unusual way of saying that I won't eat. So therefore, you would think that maybe not. Maybe you would think that he actually meant to say she'oichal. Kamash Malan, therefore, the Mishnah is telling us that it's not so. We do accept the wording as he said it, she'i oichal, and therefore that constitutes a shvua not to eat. So the Rosh explains, in other words, that it means we won't believe him if he tells. So now let's say he said this shvua. The shvua she'i chal, and we understand it to be she'i oichal. Now if later on he's over on that and he does eat, and we tell him, you know what, you're getting malchus for that, and he says, yeah, but I meant she'oichal, then the Rosh says we're not going to believe him. There's a Tosfos elsewhere that explains that no, that's not what it means. What it means is, let's say he himself is not sure later on whether what he meant. He says, I know I said something, I'm not sure whether I meant a shvua that I will eat or I won't eat. Then we're going to go according to the way we heard it, that he said shvua she'i oichal, and he will be also to eat. If he himself says, no, I actually meant to say she'oichal, and I just tripped over my tongue, then fine, then he can eat.
Eating gets malchus for him to bring over.
No, so that's the thing. According to Tosfos' way of understanding it, if he remembers afterwards, he says, you know what, I never meant to say, after we have a shvua or a neder, it has to be piv v'libay shavin. He thinks and then says the same thing. So if he actually said she'i oichal, where he meant she'oichal, and later on he tells us, actually, that is what I meant, she'oichal, then according to Tosfos, it's fine, he can go ahead and eat. We trust him. According to the Rosh, we would not.
You don't make him swear to see what he really meant.
No, you know, because you can't make him swear on what, no. A shvua is when there's mormon involved. You wouldn't make them swear on this, yeah. Okay, so we have two explanations. We have a Abaye's explanation that she'oichal depends on the context, and we have Rav Ashi's explanation that a shvua she'oichal in our Mishnah really means she'i oichal, that I will not. So why do we have two answers? So the Gemara says, Abaye like Omar Tam Kiravashi. Abaye does not want to say the reason like Ravashi, because he says Zolay Katani She'i Oichal. Because the fact is, the Mishnah said the word Shvua She'oichal, or Ha Shvua She'oichal. So you want to change the wording of the Mishnah and say that She'oichal really means She'i Oichal. So Abaye doesn't consider that a compelling explanation. Rav Ashi nodi mi tam da Abaye. Meanwhile, Rav Ashi moves away from the tam of Abaye. This is another one of those Loshin Nedorim Mishunah. Elsewhere in Shas, we would have the expression Abaye loy omak Rav Ashi, but Rav Ashi loy omak Abaye. This expression nodi is one of these unusual expressions that we have in Nedorim. The word nodi means literally to wander away, but nova nodi about it. Anyway, so he wanders away. He doesn't like So Rav Ashi does not like Abaya's reason. Kasava shaloi oichal nami mashmash. Because it says shaloi oichal nami mashmash be'lashonis. Because even with the word shaloi oichal, you could also have two lashonis. After all, if you have a person where they're pleading with him to eat, and he says, I won't eat. And then he says a shvua, whether he says sh'oichal or sh'loyichal, hadein achil mamash madama. Either way, if he's been saying all this time, I won't eat, then we have to understand that now when he says Hadena Chilma is going to be a rhetorical question. You expect me to eat this? I've already said many times that I'm not going to eat that. The Ikad Lutarutsanami, and after all, you could explain it either way. Ikad Lutarutsanami Lishna, you could also explain it the other way around. Shavuot Shalai Oichal, Shavuot Dloy Achil Nakamar. After all, Shavuot Shalai Oichal could just as well mean a Shavuot that I won't eat. So in other words, according to Rav Ashi, the problem is, if we say that Sha'oichal is going to depend on context, then why did the Mishnah B'chlal phrase it in terms of Shavuot Sha'oichal Loch? It should have said Shalai Oichal Loch. And it could also mean either way. Ella Tana Poska, rather we have to say the Tana is saying a definitive statement, Sha'oichal de Achil Namashma, Shaloy Oichal Loy Oichal Mashma, that whenever he says Sha'oichal means I will eat, and whenever he says Shaloy Oichal means I won't eat, and therefore in our Mishnah, if we have Shavua Sha'oichal Loch, the only way to understand is that the Mishnah actually meant Shavua Sha'i Oichal Loch. Because otherwise, it means that it amounts to a shvur that he will eat from the other person's food, and we're trying to find a case where we're saying that it'll be a shvur that he won't eat. The other person's food. So Rav Ashi is saying, in short, you can't say like a bayah that you're going according to context, because then the Tana of the Mishnah would have had no reason to prefer Sha'oichal over Shaloy Oichal. He could have just as well said more clearly the case of Shaloy Oichal, and that also we should understand based on what a bayah is saying, that it will depend on context. So who is the halacha like? So you have a bias reason, which is that it will depend on context, and you have Rav Ashi's reason that it's not a matter of context. Whenever you say Shavuot Sha'oichal means that I will eat, whenever you say Shavuot Shaloy Oichal means that I won't eat, the Rambam paskins like a bias, which is in fact the way the sugya goes in Shavuot as well. The Ramban and some other Rishonim paskin like Rav Ashi that there's no matters of context. Sha'oichal means Sha'oichal, Shaloy Oichal means Shaloy Oichal, and we don't care about the context. In Shulchan Aruch, it brings both opinions. In Shulchan Aruch, first it brings the Rambam's opinion, and then it brings the Rambam's opinion, that always, Sha'oichal means I will eat, Shaloy Oichal means I won't eat, and then it brings a second opinion, the Rambam's opinion, that it depends on the context.
So what comes before?
That it depends what came before, whether they were begging him to eat or not, etc. Okay. The Mishnah says, Zechoyme b'shvuas b'minidorim. This that we just said is an example of a shvua, is an example of a chumra in a shvua over a net. Namely, what we just said, if a person were to say korban loy oichaloch, then it's not a valid netter. But if it says shvua loy oichaloch, then it's a valid netter. Then it's a valid shvua. So that's an example where you have a loshen that constitutes a shvua, but the equivalent loshen would not constitute a valid netter.
It's a korban.
If he says korban loy oichaloch, we said in the Mishnah at the bottom of Kesavah and Beis, that's not a shvua. But if he says shvua loyichalach, then we had our Mishnah just now that said that it is a shvua. So we see that a shvua in a certain way is more stringent than a neder.
So there's no shtein chein abba when it comes to this type of shvua.
No, so there would be shtein chein abba. When he says shvua loyichalach, that is one of the shtein. He's saying a shvua that I won't eat of your food. That's one of the shtein. That's lahara. If you were to say shvua that I will eat of your food, that would be late. Both of those are for the future. Yeah. But in other words, the point is that if you were to say korban lo yichaloch, where then in effect what he's trying to say is your food should be also to me like a korban, that doesn't work.
Because
again, it's not really a neder, because either it means he's swearing by the life of the korban, and that's not a valid shvua, or it means that he's saying korban lo yichaloch, he's saying korban, I won't eat of yours, But that implies, you know, at most, that implies I won't eat a korban of yours. It doesn't imply that your food is like a korban to me. And you've got to say kir korban for that. So zechayim b'shvuos v'nidarim. What we previously said is an example of a chumra of a shvua over a neder. On the other hand, we have a chumra in a neder over shvur. Ketzad. Omar koinam sukkah shani oise. If he makes a koinam, that I will not sit in a sukkah. Oise literally means to make a sukkah, but that's a, it means in other words to sit in a sukkah and do the mitzvah of a sukkah. Ululav shani noitol. If he says a koinam that I won't take a lulav. Tfilin shani maniach, or a koinam that tfilin I won't put on, b'nedarim also. So with nedarim, that will be chal. In fact, those things will be also for him to do. And if he were to do them, he would be oivar and neder.
Even if he's going against the...
So even though he's going against the Torah, because again, so the standard explanation is because again, we said before, nedarim go on the cheftza, shvuas go on the gavra. The cheftza is not mushba v'oim mahar Sinai. There's no shvua. On this, there's no shvua on a sukkah that he should sit in it. The shvua is on the person that he took a shvua at Har Sinai that he'll sit in a sukkah when Hashem tells him to. So therefore, so the neder can be chal when he says a sukkah is off limits to me. Well, then the sukkah becomes off limits to him. There's no mushba v'oim mahar Sinai. Even though the result is that now he can't fulfill the mitzvah of the Torah, we don't say that he's going against the shvua mahar Sinai. It's almost as if you could consider. Imagine he were to say this, and actually the Avnei Nezer talks in a little more detail about this. So he says, you have to think about it. Let's say, for example, imagine a person were to say a koinam on this particular sukkah. Does that prevent him from doing the mitzvah? Of course not. There are thousands of other sukkahs available to him. So now it so happens that he said a koinam on all the sukkahs, so it comes out every one is off limits to him, but it's not. In principle, the neder was able to be chal individually on each one, and therefore it ends up being able to be chal on all of them. As opposed to a shvua, he's only one person. So if he says a shvua that I won't sit in a sukkah, what do you mean? You're the person who has the chiyuv. Not only you're the person who has the chiyuv to sit in a sukkah, but automatically with that one statement, you are. There's no way to break it up and say that you're asking yourself only in some sukkahs, because you said a shvua that I won't sit in a sukkah, and that's the word because you have a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. So again, the standard explanation is that it doesn't matter whether he said one sukkah or all sukkahs. When in the case of the neder, it's chal, because even if he said all sukkahs, none of those sukkahs have themselves a chiyuv to be sat in. He has the chiyuv to sit in the sukkah, so therefore the neder is able to be chal. And according to the Avnei Nezer, the vote rather is because it could be chal on any one individually, and the fact that it happens to be chal on all of them is neither here nor there. So he talks about, in different other acronym, talk about within what he says, that, for example, there can be a nafkamina between those reasons when it comes to the mitzvah of kisui adam. What if he says, a koinam, that this blood is also for me to cover? So if you say, if you look at it from the point of view of the standard explanation, the blood has no mitzvah to be covered. You have a mitzvah to cover the blood. Therefore, it can be chal. On the other hand, if you say the vort is that there's many other ones available, well, here, no, there's only this particular pool of blood available to cover because this is the one that you have the mitzvah on. So according to Avnei Nezer's reason, maybe the neder wouldn't work for that. Anyway, there's lumdus involved in that, but anyway. So if a person were to make such a neder, it would be chal. A b'shvuas mutter. So b'nedarim also, when it comes to a neder, it will be also. B'shvuas mutter. On the other hand, if it's a shvua, then it will be mutter. She'in d'shvoyin lavar ala mitzvahs. You can't make a shvua to override a mitzvah. Because you're mushba v'oimim ha'ar Sinai. You're already besworn from ha'ar Sinai to fulfill this mitzvah. And shvua goes on you, exactly. So right, according to the standard explanation, the vote is, it goes on you, and you already have a shvua mahar Sinai. According to the Avnei Nezer's explanation, the vote is, you can't break it up and say, yeah, my shvua is only on some of the sukkahs in the world, but the fact is, you said a shvua that I won't sit in the sukkah, meaning across the board, all the sukkahs. So there's no particular one that we could point to and say, well, here, you could still fulfill your mitzvah with that one. Incidentally, also, the Ran points out, why don't we say, what happened to Esther Doichalois Esther? So you have an eser to sit in a sukkah, you have a lois eser to not break your neder, so we should say the eser should override the lois eser. The answer is because breaking a neder also involves an eser. Besides for the lois eser, lo yachol dvarei, there's also an eser, kol ha-yotzei mipid yaseh. And we know that an eser and a lois, we know that an eser, such as sukkah, cannot override a lois eser and an eser. So therefore he's stuck, therefore he can't sit in a sukkah unless he's matir neder. So the Gemara starts off. Choymer. Now, what are we saying in the Mishnah? We're saying choymer, zeh choymer v'shvuas l'minidorim. Now, the implication is, now we with our balabatish minds would say, okay, it means it's a chumra, that here you have something which works as a shvua and doesn't work as a neder. But the Gemara doesn't like that because the expression zeh choymer v'shvuas l'minidorim implies we have something which is a valid neder, but nevertheless a shvuah is more chomer than it. So if you were to say, in other words, so we would understand when we learn the Mishnah Balabatish, we would say it means, for example, when a person says korban la'echalach, there's no neder, whereas when he says shvuah la'echalach, there is a shvuah, so there's the chomer. The problem is, then the expression zechem b'shvuos m'minadarim is not appropriate because it implies there is a neder, just the neder is not as stringent as the shvuah. So what does that mean? What is the Mishnah referring to? Well, Mota Katani, the previous Mishnah, or two Mishnahs ago, had said that if he says korban sha'uchaloch is Mutter. So there's no neder at all. There's no choim of b'shvuos m'minadarim when there's no neder at all to deal with. So the answer is, asefa d'idach baba katani. The answer is, our Mishnah is actually not referring back to the previous Mishnah, but rather to an earlier Mishnah in the Perek. When he said, Shavua She'eni Yoshin, She'eni Medamah, She'eni Mahalach, when he said, we're referring back to the Mishnah on Tesvavim and Beis. When he had said, Shavua She'eni Yoshin, he said a Shavua, and that, so we said now, at the beginning of the Perek, remember, we said that if a person were not at the beginning, whatever, on Yudalim and Beis, we had said that if a person says, Koinam She'eni Yoshin, that koinam sha'ani yoshin, rather, a koinam, I'm sleeping for me. So then we said, hareza below yachol dvaroi, and we had Ravina's explanation that it means daraisa, it's not a valid neder, but dirabonon it is. So now we're saying, now the Mishnah later on Tesvav Amid Beis, it continued, shvua sha'ini yoshin, if he says a shvua that I won't sleep, sha'ini medaber, I won't speak, sha'ini mahalach, or I won't walk, osir, then he's osir. Now our Mishnah is saying, zeh choymeh b'shvuos b'nur nedarim, here's an example. You do have a valid neder, midrabanon, but on the other hand, in the case of a shvua, it's a shvua daraisa. So that's the difference, in other words. So zeh choymeh b'shvuos b'nur nedarim is not referring to the lashonis, as we thought originally, that it means korban sha'uchaloch versus shvua korban shaloi uchaloch versus shvua shaloi uchaloch, because in that case, there's no neder at all. You can't say there's a chumra in the shvua over the neder. Rather, what we're saying is, you have a case where you do have a valid neder, but it's only midrabanan, like Ravina had said, and meanwhile you have the same kind of expression where the shvua would make an actual shvua daraisa. So that's what it is. And by the way, the Ran points out the flip side of it. Now, the Mishnah has continued. We gave the example of a person says a koinam that I won't sit, a koinam that a sukkah is also to me versus a shvur that I won't sit in a sukkah. We said neder is chal, the shvur is not. But nevertheless, the Ran points out he still is over on shvuas shav in that case. He is getting malchus for making a shvuas shav because he's making a mitzvah, even though the shvuah is not chal in the sense we can't say, well, don't sit in the sukkah because you made a shvuah not to. We say he's overridden by the shvuah mehar Sinai. The fact is he made a shvuas shav. Therefore, the Gemara is not bothered by the fact that we say choymer ben doim and shvuas to say, what do you mean? There's no shvuah over here. There is a shvuah over here. He's not going to fulfill it. But there is a shvua, and he is over on a shvua shvua for having made it in the first place. So you'd have to bring a korban.
He lost the money.
Next, the Mishnah said, Chumra v'dorim v'shvuas ketzad chola. So we said, there's a chumra in nedorim over shvuas, namely this matter of a neder to be mevatel a mitzvah versus a shvua to be mevatel a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Rav Kahana Masni, Omer of Gidol Omer Rav. So we're going to have a statement from an Amora on this. Rav Kahana said that this statement was Rav Gidol saying it in the name of Rav. But Rav Tavyumi Masni, Omer of Gidol Omer Shmuel. Rav Tavyumi had a different version that Rav Gidol had said it in the name of Shmuel. Anyway, the statement is, Minayin She'en Shvoin Lav Rav Mitzvahs. How do we know that a Shavua to be over on a mitzvah is not effective? As our Mishnah had said, Talmud Lomer lo yachol dvarei, because the pasuk says you should not transgress his word, and that means dvarei lo yachol. That means he can't transgress, he can't desecrate his own word. But avol meichol lechetzei shemayim. But he can transgress his word where there's chetzei shemayim involved. So in other words, if his shvua involves. Transgressing something that Hashem said, then the shvua is not going to be effective, and there will be a oivan shvua shav, as the Ram just said, but it won't be an effective shvua in the sense that we'll say he can't do that mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, Maishna neder. Well, then what? So in that case, we have to ask, what's the difference between a neder and a shvua? Dichtiv ish ki yidur neder l'Hashem lo yachob varei. The Pasuk says that if a person makes a neder to Hashem, he should not transgress his word. And the fact that it says l'Hashem together with lo yachob varei. Now, even though in the trup of the Pasuk, of course, l'Hashem belongs to the previous part. Ki yidur neder l'Hashem. He makes a neder to Hashem. Then it continues, lo yachob varei. But because the pasuk puts the word Lashem at the end, we can daushin as if it goes together with the words lo yachol dvarai. The whole pasuk goes ish ki yidur neder Lashem or yishav hashvua lesser isur al nafshoi lo yachol dvarai. So now we're saying that when he makes a neder, so he says ish ki yidur neder Lashem, and then it continues further on lo yachol dvarai. So we can understand that it means that even if the neder goes against something that Hashem says, still lo yachol dvarai. Therefore, in other words, again, a neder that a koinam sukkah is also to me means he's going to be also to sit in a sukkah. So then, shvur nami hoksiv oy shava shvur Lashem lo yachol dvarai. By shvur, it uses the same expression, shvur Lashem. So why are we just, if you're telling me that by shvur it doesn't work, because lo yachol dvarai implies, but it can be meichel where it involves the words of Hashem, then why don't we say the same thing by neder? And if we say by neder it does work, then why by shvur doesn't it work? What's the logic? So Abaya answers, the difference is hodo amah hanoah sukkah olai, because there's a distinction whether he says the hanoah of the sukkah is also to me. Hodo amah shvur shalei honim is sukkah, as opposed to a shvur that I will not have hanoah from sukkah. In other words, again, we've been saying all this time that a neder is chal on the object. So therefore, so when he says that the hanah of sukkah is also to me, then that's how it is. So therefore, as we learned before, you can't make a person eat something or enjoy something which is also to him. The same way we said the other day, a husband says to his wife, the hanah of your tashmish is also to me. So the result is he's not able to do the mitzvah, period, v'ribya, but it's kind of a side effect of the fact that you have a hanah which is also to him, and you can't force him to accept the hanah which is also to him. The same way over here, he said the hanah of the sukkah is also to me. So therefore, that the result is you can't sit in the sukkah. But as opposed to a shvur that I won't sit in the sukkah, meaning you have a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, you can't take that away from yourself.
So you could sit in the sukkah and have hanah also.
So there is the point. The Ran and different other Rishonim point out what happened to mitzvah slav lahonis nihu. So the Ran explained it's true that he may not be having hanah. But because he said it's also for him to sit in it, then it would still be also to him. In other words, when we say that the hanah of something is also, it's still off limits regardless, even though you may not actually be having hanah from it. We learned the other day, actually, the Ran had said, when we say mitzvah slav lahonis nitnu, really what it means is that we say any hanah that you might get from the mitzvah is incidental. The main thing is that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Hashem. But here, what we're saying is actually that, yes, you may say I'm not having hanah from the, you may say that I'm not having hanah from the sukkah, but in effect though, the very fact that you're sitting in a sukkah, you are having a certain hanah from it. So the Rashba actually holds, the Rashba disagrees with the Ran and says that, yeah, based on our Gemara over here, the hanah that a person gets incidentally while doing a mitzvah, when you say mitzvah slav lahonis nitnu, means that there's no hanah that counts for anything at all. So therefore, in other words, so if he were to say the sukkah itself is also to me, then it's one thing, but if he says the hanah of the sukkah is also to me, then it would be something else.
For example, if it's cold, if it's raining.
Right. So the Ran himself actually gives an example. What if a person says a koinam that I should be also to throw this rock into the ocean? There's no hanah in it, but he's still also to throw the rock. So the same way, in other words, the Ran says, just the same way, then if a person is saying the hanah of the sukkah is also to me, then nevertheless, we would still say that still the fact is then he's not allowed to have anything to do with that sukkah.
Oh.
With the sukkah in general, because he said any sukkah, right?
That would work.
So that would work, right? Because he said hanah sukkah alai, right? As opposed, so if he says shvua shalei hanim in a sukkah, what do you mean? Who gives you the right to take yourself away from the mitzvah of sukkah? But if you say the hanah of sukkah is also to me, then Abaya would say then in fact that would be effective, and therefore he would not be allowed to sit in the sukkah. So that's a chumra that was saying that we have a nidorim over shavuos, right? But the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, v'chi mitzvahs lechonis nitnu. What do you mean? Are mitzvahs given lechonis? The fact is, we say mitzvahs la behonis nitnu. And therefore, so again, it should come out that, So the Ran explains, he's not really asking an Abaya's reason. It's a valid distinction, but he's saying, how could you say Hanoah Sukkah Alai? If he says Hanoah Sukkah Alai, why would he be also in the first place? There's no Hanoah involved. So here's where the Rashba says that in fact you could say that any Hanoah that you get from a mitzvah is not counted because mitzvah is la v'honest. But over here, we could say, well, according to the Ran, rather the vert would be that he says that in other words, according to the Ran, again, the Rava is not bothered by Abaya's distinction. He's just asking, how can you say Hanoah Sukkah? What kind of Hanoah is involved over here when Mitzvah Slav Mahon is made? Then the Ran brings from Tosfos that in fact, that first of all, he says that he brings an interesting idea from Tosfos. When we said before, we've learned before that a neder is not chal on something that's intangible, that would only be if he doesn't mention the tangible thing. But here, when he says Hanoah Sukkah or Yeshiva Sukkah Alai, he's mentioning the word Sukkah. Yes, the Hanoah or the Yeshiva is intangible, but the Sukkah is tangible. Tosfos holds that would be considered a valid neder. So then it says valid neder, so you can't sit in the Sukkah. So again, when he says Hanoah Sukkah Alai, because, so even though you could argue, what do you mean Hanoah Sukkah? That's not a tangible thing. How could you ask for that with a Kohenam? But once he mentioned the word Sukkah, then that amounts to a valid neder. Because he used the word Sukkah, which is a tangible thing. So of course, the Ran brings from Tosfos that says that who holds that way. And then they would say, so in that case, what kind of Hanah? He's not even necessarily having Hanah. The answer would be the very fact that he's sitting in the Sukkah itself constitutes the Hanah, whether we like it or not. So according to the Ran, Rava's question is really not so much on Abaya's reasoning, but rather on his Loshen. How can you use the word Hanah? According to Tosfos, his question is on Abaya's actual reasoning. How could saying, Hanoah Sukkah Alai, how could that make the Sukkah off limits to him? Rava says, the distinction is, Hodu Omer Yeshiva Sukkah Alai, but Hodu Omer Shuwa Shala Isha Besukkah. One is where he says, the sitting in the Sukkah should be also to me. So he doesn't even mention the word Hanoah. Because again, the word Hanoah, what do you mean? There's no Hanoah, mitzvah slav mahonis nibu. But he says, the sitting in the Sukkah should be also to me. According to the Ran himself, you would have to say a konam that the sukkah is also for me to sit in, where then he's clearly making the konam on the sukkah. And according to Tosfos, it doesn't matter. We could say the words konam yeshiva sukkah alai, and that would work because the word sukkah is somewhere there in the sentence. Whereas if he said a shavuah, then I won't sit in the sukkah. What do you mean? You can't make a shavuah, you won't sit in the sukkah. You're obligated to. So the Gemara asks, "V'she'ein nishvoyin lav ala mitzvahs mehocha nafgalei." So you're telling me we learn this concept of that you can't make a shavua to override a mitzvah. You're telling me we're learning it from here, from this ishki yidu nedu l'ashem or yishav ashvua l'ashem mehosam nafgalei. Don't we have a different source for that? The Tanya, we learn in a brisa, "Yochol nishvah levatelos hamitzvah v'lebito yochol yehichayev." Suppose a person makes a shavua to not do a mitzvah, and he doesn't end up keeping the shavua. He does do the mitzvah. You would think that he should be chayev. Therefore the pasuk says lahora elahetiv, that it says that he makes a shavua to do bad or to do good, implying ma hatova rishus, just like to do good is something optional, afara rishus, the same way when he makes a shavua to do something bad has to be something optional. So for example, when it comes to he makes a shavua, I will eat or I won't eat, it's up to him whether he wants to eat or not to eat. So therefore such shavuas are valid. Yotzen nishvah levatel sa mitzvah v'ledittel, as opposed to a person who makes a shvuah to be mevatel a mitzvah, and he's not she'en or shos b'yadeh. He has no ability to override the mitzvah. So therefore, since the pasuk is saying that it has to be lahora elahetiv, either one has to be possible. Nishvah levatel sa mitzvah, it's impossible to make one kind, therefore the other kind doesn't work either. So why do we need two different sukkim to teach us the same thing that you can't override a mitzvah with shvuah? The answer is, the answer is because one of them teaches us that he'll be potter from bringing the korban if he makes the shvuah. That will be the pasuk lahara elahetiv, and the other one tells us that he's not even over on a lav namely, because we said before, lo yachol dvari, but it can be meichel, the dover of Hashem, it can be meichel when it involves the dover of Hashem. So therefore, in other words, so in short, if he were to say, if he were to make a shavua, levatel osam mitzvah, then we're saying, so not like we said before that he would actually be over any of these chayiv malchus or whatever for it. Actually, no. Now we're saying that no, if he makes a shavua, levatel osam mitzvah, that shavua is completely ineffective. It's as if it's still an issur for him to do, but there's no lab. It's Isser for him to do, but he's not over on a lab that'll make him Chayiv Malchus, and he's not going to bring a korban for him. Because to bring a korban, it would have to be Lahorai Lahetiv, and you don't have that. And to be Chayiv Malchus, there we say Lo Yachol Dvarei, the Pasuk itself is implying that such a Shavua is ineffective. So he's still not allowed to do it, but he's still not allowed to do it, as the Ran points out before. It does exist, it's just not Chal to be Mavatel the Mitzvah. Back on the one.